Hello, I'm Stephen Mansfield. Welcome to Derek Prince Legacy Radio.
Derek Prince Legacy Radio, a broadcast outreach of Derek Prince Ministries, bringing you the very best from the vast teaching archive of author and Bible teacher Derek Prince. Your guide to the Derek Prince legacy is New York Times best-selling author and speaker, Stephen Mansfield.
Hello and welcome to this Thursday edition of Derek Prince Legacy Radio. I'm Stephen Mansfield. It's great to have you with us. And I hope you've been with us all week because we've been talking about, actually we've been listening to Derek Prince talk about, a series on hope. And this series is particularly meaningful to me. I hope it will be and has been to you because it comes out of Derek Prince's life. It comes out of his own experience in battling hopelessness. But as I've been listening to him, I've also been keenly aware of what a message it is for our times. You know, many of us who are believers and have been for quite some time forget the feeling that if there is no Jesus, then there is no hope. And so why not just have sex and drink and give ourselves to pleasure like so many in the world are? That sense of hopelessness, that sense of despair, that sense of what's the use? Let's just eat, drink, be merry for tomorrow or eventually we die. That pervades a huge portion of our culture, particularly in the Western world. Derek confronted that. Derek lived in the very midst of that. In fact, he really lived in the midst of the birth of despair in the 20th and 21st centuries. And yet he came to a relationship with Jesus and came into an understanding of hope that is absolutely transforming. Now let's get right to it and listen today as Derek Prince teaches us on hope.
I'd like to begin by recapitulating in brief what I've been saying in the previous talks on this theme. First of all, there are three great abiding spiritual realities in the Christian life: faith, hope, and love. Each is essential to the fullness of Christian living. Hope is produced by the new birth. We are born again into a living hope by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. The third fact I've already covered by that quotation: hope is based on Christ's resurrection. Fourth, hope looks forward to Christ's return. This is the blessed hope that is set before all true Christians. Fifth, the source of hope is God's love. Sixth, this kind of hope motivates us to holy living. And seventh, this kind of hope produces confident, radiant Christians. Just say those once again, they're so important. First of all, there are three abiding realities in the Christian life: faith, hope, love. Second, hope is produced by the new birth. Third, it's based on Christ's resurrection. Fourth, it looks forward to Christ's return. Fifth, its source is God's love. Sixth, it motivates us to holy living. And seventh, it produces confident, radiant Christians. Now, in my talk today, I'm going to deal with hope as an essential part of salvation. Most people with any kind of Protestant or evangelical background, and that's not to exclude people from other backgrounds, but most such Christians are in some way aware that you cannot have salvation without faith. We're probably familiar with the famous statement, "The just shall live by faith," and so on. Well, that's perfectly true, but it's not the whole truth. What I want to emphasize in this particular talk is that you cannot have salvation without hope either. Hope is also an essential part of salvation. Listen to what Paul says in Romans 8, verses 24 and 25. "For in hope we have been saved," or "by hope we have been saved. But hope that is seen is not hope. For why does one also hope for what he sees? But if we hope for what we do not see, with perseverance we wait eagerly for it." Notice again that hope turns toward the future. Faith is in the present. But, Paul says, in hope, or by hope, we have been saved. In other words, hope is an essential part of being saved. Without hope, we do not have valid salvation. And then Paul goes on to point out that hope produces perseverance. He says, if we hope for what we do not see, with perseverance we wait eagerly for it. And perseverance, again, is essential to salvation. Many different passages of Scripture emphasize that we have to persevere in our faith and in our Christian living until the consummation of that faith. So, hope is essential to salvation. This is brought out very clearly in another passage of Paul's writings in Colossians chapter 1, verses 25 through 27, which I consider to be one of the most beautiful and exciting passages of the New Testament. And believe me, there are a lot of beautiful and exciting passages in the New Testament. This is what Paul says. I have become the servant of the church by the commission God gave me to present to you the Word of God in its fullness, the mystery that has been kept hidden for ages and generations, but is now disclosed to the saints. To them God has chosen to make known among the Gentiles the glorious riches of this mystery, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory. Let me read that last verse again. To them, that's the saints of God, God has chosen to make known among the Gentiles the glorious riches of this mystery, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory. Paul is telling us that he was commissioned by God to present to God's people, to the church, the Word of God in its fullness. And then he goes on to explain what the Word of God in its fullness brings to us, the full presentation of the truth of God's Word. He talks about a mystery which has been kept hidden for ages and generations.
You know, one of the great principles Derek has touched upon that should help us in our age is that hope that is seen is not really hope. And in our media age, in our video image age, we tend to rely on what we see as our source of information. But hope is based on the unseen. Maybe we need to shut down the images, the television, the PDA, the videos, and just focus on Jesus, who is our hope, to see hope restored in our lives. There's so much more to come as Derek Prince, Legacy Radio, continues.
Faith. Explore the mystery, promises, and powers of genuine faith as you read the insightful book, Faith to Live By. In it, Derek Prince answers your questions about faith and reveals how to pray effectively, understand spiritual gifts, and truly enjoy an abundant life. In this easy-to-read book, based solidly on the Scriptures, you'll discover what God is saying to you. Order your copy of Faith to Live By now for only $8.95 when you call toll-free 1-800-448-3261. That's 1-800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771. Faith to Live By is a hope-filled resource for every Christian who wants to receive the promises of a faith-filled life. Order now. Call 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. Or order securely when you visit us online at derekprince.org.
Welcome back to Derek Prince Legacy Radio. Thanks for joining us on this Thursday. I'm Stephen Mansfield, and we are in the midst of a wonderful series by Derek Prince on hope. I hope you've been with us. If you haven't been, and we say this a lot because we want to make sure that you know that this resource is there, log on to derekprince.org. You'll find this teaching, many others, and so much wonderful information about what's happening in Derek Prince Ministries. Derek has been teaching us on the idea of hope and teaching us out of that wonderful passage of Scripture, Colossians 1, 25 through 27, that says Christ is the hope of glory. He is our hope, the anchor of our soul. Let's listen now as Derek deepens our well of hope.
Now, the word mystery in the Greek of the New Testament time had a special meaning. There were certain mystery religions into which people were initiated through secret rites, and only those who'd been through the secret rites and been initiated could enter into these religions. So I'm saying that to explain that the word mystery does not mean something which can never be understood, but it means something which can only be understood by the initiated and is the condition for entering into something. So Paul says the Christian faith contains a mystery, something that was kept hidden for ages and generations. All the great men of previous ages and generations, all the philosophers, all the wise men, all the kings and the conquerors never knew this mystery. It was reserved for us in this dispensation. Paul says it is now disclosed to the saints. Doesn't that make you feel excited? Are we not privileged to be those to whom this mystery, which was never before revealed, even to the wisest of men, is now disclosed? What is the mystery? God wants to make known among the Gentiles the glorious riches of this mystery. More literally in Greek, the riches of the glory of this mystery. Paul almost runs out of words trying to explain how exciting this mystery is. What is the mystery? Now, it's not presented in some great philosophical treatise with long, complicated words that most people can't understand. You know, I was a professional philosopher, so I always appreciate this. I remember reading in the works of the philosopher Kant, Immanuel Kant, one sentence which extended for two pages without a period. Well, that's not the way the Bible reveals mysteries. So this glorious mystery is revealed in three short words. What is it? Christ in you. That's the most exciting thing that can ever be revealed to humanity, that Christ, the eternal Son of God, by the Holy Spirit, can be in us as individuals, among us as the people of God. And this is the hope of glory. What's the hope of glory? Christ in you, Christ in me. This is the secret which God has reserved for us. Don't you feel privileged? Don't you get excited when you think about that? But have you realized what it means to have Christ in you? It means you have the hope of glory. By way of contrast to what I've just been saying, I now want to point out to you the condition of those who do not have Christ in them, those who are outside Christ. Paul describes this very vividly in Ephesians chapter 2, verses 11 and 12, where he says this, and he's writing to those who are Gentiles, and he reminds them what it was like before they knew Christ. He says, don't forget what life was like without Christ. This is what he says. Therefore, remember that formerly, you who are Gentiles by birth and called uncircumcised by those who call themselves the circumcision, that done in the body by the hands of men, remember that at that time you were separate from Christ, excluded from citizenship in Israel, and foreigners to the covenants of the promise, without hope and without God in the world. Listen to that awful list of negatives. Let me just go through it once again. What cruel words they are. Separate from Christ. Excluded from citizenship in Israel. Foreigners to the covenants of the promise. Have you ever lived as a foreigner in a land that was not yours? I have. I know what it's like to be a foreigner. You don't really belong. Well, that's what Paul is saying about those who are without Christ. They're foreigners. They don't belong. But the last two phrases, I think, are the most tragic. Without hope and without God. Let me just repeat those phrases. I want to burn them into your thinking. Maybe you are in that category. If so, you need to listen all the more carefully. Separate from Christ, excluded from citizenship in Israel, foreigners to the covenants of the promise, without hope and without God in the world. You see, there are just two possible conditions to be in. If you have Christ in you, you have the hope of glory. But if you are without Christ, then you are without hope and without God. So you see how critical it is to know that hope is a part of our salvation. Without hope, we don't have Christ. Without Christ, we don't have salvation. Hope is not just an appendage to salvation. It's an essential part of salvation. We are saved in hope. We're saved by hope. The hope is built on the faith that brings salvation, but it's an essential part of the total package. But if we don't have this hope, then we're without Christ. And if we're without Christ, we're without God. We're foreigners. We're excluded. We're separate. We're hopeless. What a terrible condition. Thank God it's not necessary for anyone who hears this message to remain in that condition. Because if you will turn your life over to God and receive Christ, then you will not be without Christ. And then you will very quickly know what it means to have in you the hope of glory. May the Lord help each one of us to be sure about these things.
Boy, I sure hope that you'll walk around in these coming days and just say to yourself out loud, Christ is in me, the hope of glory. all of us who are believers in Jesus Christ carry within us not only Jesus Christ, but Jesus Christ as the hope of a greater glory to come in another life. What an exciting truth. Listen, we're going to be hearing some stories of people who have found hope. There's so much more to come as Derek Prince Legacy Radio continues.
It may be a feeling you just can't shake. Plenty of frustration and irritation, but hardly any lasting satisfaction. What causes this gloom? In his classic teaching, Release from the Curse, Derek Prince explores the possible spiritual reasons why your life may lack the sunshine of God's blessings. In this special audio CD teaching, Derek explains the reality and nature of curses and blessings, presents a wealth of scripture identifying true curses, and expertly explains how to be free of them. For a limited time, we want you to have a copy as our way of saying thank you for your gift of any amount. Call 800-448-3261. That's 1-800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771. Thank you for your financial support of Derek Prince Legacy Radio. 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. Or send your gift securely when you visit us online at derekprince.org.
Welcome back to Derek Prince Legacy Radio. I'm Stephen Mansfield. Thanks for joining us on this Thursday. And if you've been with us today, you know that we've been hearing a series from Derek Prince on hope. You know, one of the things I hope that we as believers, those of us who are Christians, can still do is remember what it was like, as the book of Ephesians tells us, to be without hope and without God in the world. You know, I think sometimes our gratitude level improves, our respect for what Jesus has done for us improves when we remember what it was like to be lost, when we remember what it was like to be a slave to our passions and to be hopeless and to be driven by immorality and lusts and bondage, and not to get too graphic, but to wake up the next morning and feel the emptiness of what we had done the night before. And I believe that as we touch on those memories and those thoughts and those recollections, that we can just have such a glorious sense of the hope of Jesus that has been put into our hearts, and what a magnificent thing he has done for us. Now listen, I'll say it again a little later, but I really want you to listen to these teachings and do it over and over again. So log on to the website at derekprince.org, and you'll find this teaching. You listen to it as much as you want. Now today in the studio, I have with me Christopher Selby, who's the executive producer of this show, and he's going to bring some exciting things to us. Chris, it's great to have you with us.
Hey, Stephen.
You've received all kinds of emails about things God is doing in the lives of some of our listeners.
We hear from a lot of listeners to the program and folks that interact with the ministry on a number of different levels how God is working in their lives. An email we received from one of our listeners, she writes, "I praise God for the way he brought me out of that time of anxiety attacks and panic attacks. I praise God for the prayers of the saints. I found that wholehearted praise was the key to climbing out of that miry pit. And Derek's book, Faith to Live By, was just the right thing at the right time." It's great to hear God is reaching into people's lives and bringing them the keys to victory.
You know, those of us who teach the Word of God don't ever know, well, often don't know the circumstances people are in. But it's great to know that the Word always applies to every circumstance, and people can be reached just at their absolute moment of need. That is a thrilling truth, and we hear about this all the time here because of the broadcast and the way it touches people's lives. Tell us some more. Read some more to us so that we can be encouraged about what's happening.
Talk about perfect timing and those moments of desperation. One of our listeners wrote, "I was so down, crying, ready to sell my home, leave my two children, my two daughters to their fate, no home, no mom to come home to. Through my pain and tears, I struggled for some hope, just a glimmer as I began to focus through my tears, enough to read the scriptures and the letter you sent. Peace began to fill my heart where sorrow had overtaken. I realized God's Spirit was filling me through the words you sent. I just wanted you to know and thank you for sending that teaching letter."
You know, Chris, it's easy for people to forget the kind of despair and darkness and suicidal thoughts that crowd around us when we go through horrible circumstances. I mean, as you and I are standing here right now, and as this broadcast is going out, there are people who are just finding out about their spouse's intent to divorce them. There are people going through financial crises. There are people worried that their children are, you know, who knows what, going to hell or just living like demons. All kinds of circumstances. Some people are doing immoral things and live in constant fear that they're going to be caught. I mean, I list all of these because I want us to keep some sensitivity to the kind of hell that people can be living through. And then when the Word of God is taught, it pierces, it penetrates, and it does so as though it was written for the individual in that particular circumstance. Chris, these are also moving. Tell me the kinds of emails that move you the most. What touches you the most as you sit there at your desk and read them on your email server?
Well, I'll be honest with you. A lot of it has to do, even in fact, what my grandfather's been talking about today on the program, and that is salvation. That we are saved in hope and we are saved by hope. And when we receive a letter or an email from someone who has had this supernatural encounter for the first time with Jesus Christ and come to the Lord, a saving knowledge, that to me, I'll be honest with you, I cry every single time. There's something, I know that everyone on earth is looking for Jesus, whether they know it or not. What they crave for is that hope and that peace and that love and that joy that we can only have in Christ. So when I hear about someone who's found that, someone who has met Jesus in that real personal way, it's overwhelming for me. And in a way, it is staggering to think that we can even be a small part of that, and it's an honor.
Well, that's powerful. You know, I know you well enough to know that you have something of an evangelist's heart. So the idea of people coming to Jesus through the broadcast is just a tender thing to you.
Yeah.
I think I'm a little bit different. Obviously, I rejoice when people come to Jesus. Mm-hmm. But I also have kind of a coach's, teacher's, trainer's kind of heart, as you know. And so I'm moved when people are going through horrible circumstances. And yet Jesus is using those circumstances to make them into ultimately what they're going to become in life. And it's at those moments they need that serious dose of hope. And I want to go back to what I was saying earlier because it sort of prompted something in my heart. You know, as this broadcast is going out today, on this Thursday, there are people listening, I believe, whom God has brought to the channel, their local radio station, or maybe to the internet site, and they're listening to this at their moment of great need. Mm-hmm. They've done something immoral. They're about to be caught. They just had something horrible announced to them. You know what I'm saying? All the variations. They've had a horrible day with their child, their teenager, perhaps, and they're just questioning, or maybe they've just backed away from Jesus, or they've lost that sense of burning passion for Jesus. Whatever it is, the reality is that there are people hurting, and I would like to pray for them right now because I believe that this message of hope that God birthed through, obviously birthed in the Scriptures, but also brought specifically in this powerful way through Derek's life, needs to be rekindled in the lives of so many listening today. So let's just pray.
Yes.
Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you in my own life for the seasons I've been through in which I was hopeless and someone spoke the word of hope. It could have been as simple as just saying, God's not through with you yet, or some of those little phrases that just prompt a sense that there is still a destiny, there is still a purpose, that none of my sin, that none of the wounds, the betrayals that I've endured, none of the suffering, none of the hardship can keep me from the love of Jesus and therefore the hope that is in Christ Jesus. Father, burn this same truth into the lives of those listening today and rekindle hope in the hearts of the hopeless. Meet people at the very moment of their crisis, we pray, and let hope be kindled in their heart that Jesus might again be the anchor of their soul and Christ in them, the hope of glory. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Chris, great having you with us today.
My privilege.
Well, listen, that's all the time we have. For everybody at Derek Prince Ministries, I'm Stephen Mansfield. Join us again tomorrow as the legacy continues.
Take a moment right now to order Derek's practical book, Faith to Live By, for only $8.95 when you call 1-800-448-3261. That's 1-800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771. And remember, for your gift of any amount to Derek Prince Ministries, we'll send you a CD copy of Derek's powerful message, Released from the Curse, as our way of saying thank you.
Call 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. Or in Canada, call 888-737-0771. And of course, you can order securely online at derekprince.org. Derek Prince Legacy Radio is a broadcast outreach of Derek Prince Ministries and produced in association with Audio Aviators. For more information about anything heard on today's program, visit us on the web at derekprince.org. That's derekprince.org.